does it get any better than that?
Wow. Last time on Bucci.
Bucci?
No!
Is that baby still in here?
Are you the DJ?
I am DJ selling the windbreakers. Grab a windbreaker, please, because I need to get
yours. So how do I do that? How does that work, though?
I need a windbreaker pretty badly.
Let's see if that thing breaks any of this wind. Hold on a second. Maybe. That thing flap around?
Flaps around a little bit.
You want me to quiz you on Rhode Island stuff before I get sell
yes,
you this windbreaker?
Please.
What's the state bird of Rhode Island?
A chicken.
Yeah, it is a chicken. That's
oh,
right.
Wow.
Do you want a windbreaker or not?
I want a windbreaker.
And this one is made of denim, so it's probably pretty resistant to water, right?
Denim, this is cotton.
Do you want one of these things or not? I almost swore.
I don't want the denim.
You know
one.
What?
Oh!
We might want to Febreze that air blowing machine that we're using there.
I'm looking for something in camo. I'm looking to get you out of my boat with these windbreakers.
Just repeat that sentence again.
I'm looking to get you out of my boat with these windbreakers.
You want me to be on a boat with you?
I'm looking to get you out of my boat with these windbreakers.
So I have to go on a boat with you and then with my box of windbreakers and then we'll discuss this?
I'm looking to get you out of my boat and take a look at these windbreakers.
I gotta do this hand dryer again. I know a narc when I hear one, by the way.
Wait, I was wondering if I could return the jacket that I just got. It totally evaporated.
Did it hold up?
Yeah.
It did blow a hole in it, though.
It's just a small hole.
I want a windbreaker. I'm looking for a clear one, though, so that it might break the wind by matching it, you know?
You're going to give me a windbreaker for free. You better save me a good one.
Now, I can't pull off the bowl cut thing, but I can swallow a lot of ecstasy.
So did
in my windbreaker. Yeah. That's the way I want to look.
All right. Nice job.
What does this windbreaker know about my pain? It's just an inanimate object.
Wow.
Well, who is it to tell me I'm doing a good job? You want to suffer.
I got to suffer,
but
yeah.
Be dry at the same time.
It's sort of a dry suffering.
I got a gripe. I got a bone to pick with you, actually. And all WSMU.
Whoa! I can't hear you. I can't hear your weird complaint. See, another satisfied customer.
And now, this week on Boop.
I'm very sorry, but Dial Tones cannot buy windbreakers. Thanks, Biden.
Easy.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo-che.
Yeah, I wish. All right, let's just start. Crack a can of Schweppes. Schweppes. When they don't have Canada Dry. All right. Okay, I'm back. Back after a last week, which I was off for. Thank you, Alan, for whatever you did. Pretty sure it was great. Had a nice Thanksgiving with the family, or as I call it, Friendsgiving.
Bucci.
I say that every year, tell that little joke. And every year, my mother texts me a knife emoji. But it's nice to be back here. So, I had a kind of a odd couple of weeks in addition to going to Thanksgiving and then, you know, my family's Friendsgiving event. And I took my uncle, longtime uncle, out for dinner for Thanksgiving instead of, you know, cooking. And my uncle has not been to a restaurant in 30 years. Certainly not a restaurant with, like, the thick napkins and the cover table. Usually he's more like he's just stays in the Subway. He likes those fluorescent lights and just eats that tuna. No bread. So he was a little bit out of his element and kept asking how much everything cost, and he ate his favorite, which is a bonbon covered in cocktail sauce. I didn't know that was his favorite thing, but he sure ate a lot of them. And then, okay, so then there was the Thanksgiving stuff, which nobody wants to hear about. So then I've been like, last weekend I had to get some new glasses, new eyeglasses. And, you know, my eyes are getting worse and worse. I have to, like, take off my glasses to see better at this point. So that is pointless. Because these things, glasses, are expensive. They cost my father-in-law a lot of money. And they're very nice. I have these orange framed glasses instead of having a personality. Very cool, very darling little things. But the weird thing is, like, in addition to, like, not being able to see, I feel like there's something extra. There's, like, an extra thing that's going on in the old retinas. It's like I've just noticed on one eye there's, like, a veil being drawn across it. It kind of feels like a real, nice lace veil, which is nice in a living room, bad in a right eye. Is that a Bucci adage? Yeah.
Bucci adage.
Should be a universal adage. Or like, you know, so it's that, or like a smudge on your iPhone 12, you know, you're like, you can't get it off, you take a photo and it's all smudgy. So I went to the optometrist, and the teenager there gave me an exam. Can you see these letters? Can you see these little numbers? Have you seen One Tree Hill? Oh my God, it's so good. You gotta see it. There's a little picture of One Tree Hill, very small. I tried to, like, you know, a screen. Tried to watch a little episode of One Tree Hill. Couldn't really see it. It was too tiny. And, you know, this teen, like, she looked deep into my eyes, which was a little unsettling. I haven't had a teen make eye contact with me since I screamed at one to watch where they're going, for Pete's sake. And so after a little bit of examination, she said, like, what's that? Huh? Which is what you want to hear from a doctor. And then, you know, she left the room. And I thought, Jesus Christ, here we go. It's the big one, Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
The twinkle in my eye was a blood clot all along. So, she brought in her boss, this 20-year-old, and they sat me down and they kind of gave me the news. Capital T, capital N, right? And so what I have is called a macular pucker. This is a eye condition, super rare, of course, where there is like there's like some scar tissue forms like on the retina itself. So imagine a blown up balloon. That's Bucci's eye. Large. It's black. It's squeaky. And now think of the tied off part of the balloon. And that's the pucker. And so everyone loves the balloon. Nobody loves that pucker. Which is not a Bucci adage before you say anything. It's not. Okay, just relax, Bucci. So that's what's causing the vision issues, the blurring, the veil. And you know Bucci, he's chill, babe. So I very calmly, extremely, almost overly calmly, asked, like, what did I need to do about this? And they said, I don't know. They said it in perfect unison. They said I needed to see an ophthalmologist, not an optometrist, an ophthalmologist. More syllables. So I don't know any friggin' ophthalmologist. Do you? It's a rhetorical question. And so I went to the next best thing. I went to see my old hernia doctor, Dr. Brad Ford, and he was no help. Surprisingly, he gave me these eye drops, which turned out to be milk-based, and he sent me on his way. Or he sent me on my way. Did he go? He went on his own way, too. We separated at the same time. It was in this alley. And so I'm dripping this milk stuff in my eyes. It's not getting better. It's just like attracting my cats. I woke up with my cat licking my eyeball the other day. Boy, that did exacerbate the issue. So I don't know. I have to stop going to this doctor. The problem is, he's the only one who will take my insurance, which is Adderall that I steal from Jim the Poet. So I'm at a loss here. So I'm really frustrated. It just seems that I'm always getting these ailments that a 78-year-old is supposed to get. Like an unhealthy 78-year-old. And it's, you know, it's embarrassing. Because then I have to come on this show. I have to. And do my duty and tell you about my various maladies. Just relax. And, you know, what is the cause? I think all this stuff is caused by Bucci, the show Bucci, not the guy Bucci. Because, you know, I put a lot into the show. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that I spend a lot of time sitting with my head in between my hands, trying really hard to think about what to do on this show. Like straining, like I'm ready to get punched in the stomach. And I think that could result in some eye trauma. You know, this show gives me a lot, but it takes just as much. One step forward, one step back, and then another 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 step back, another step, another step, another step, another step, another step back, and then a step forward, etc. Also could be, you know, also this
HOA status.
It could be the stress of this HOA board that, you know, I have this condo, I'm part of an HOA, and it's been giving me a lot of agita. Apparently there's like a clause in this contract that says I can't stick Bucci stickers on everyone's doors, which is dumb. So, I mean, I've been ruminating on that. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is, but like, I get one thing out of the way. I get this hernia fix, and then I have this thing that is seriously rare, this macula pucker. And so, that all of this is to say
pucker status is
I'm puckered. I'm well and truly puckered. Looking over there at the chat over there at WFMU.org, I see a lot of curse word complaints. Oh boy, they're saying. Oh boy, Bucci has another health ailment. Bucci keeps promising to die, but never does. I miss Dance With Me Stanley.
Oh no, Bucci is drowning.
I tell you, this body of mine. I love it and I hate it. I love it because it's a container for Bucci.
Bucci.
And all the topics that he talks about, I hate it because it's like I said, it's kind of breaking down. Ugh, and now I have a cough. When is it gonna end? Sometimes, you know, you just want to, I just want to escape my body and walk beside it like a stranger. Float above it and see, like, oh, look at Bucci. Look how thick his hair is. It's so thick. So I thought, you know, I got to do something about this. This is a dangerous circle that I'm in. Got to do something about this. So this week, a few days ago, Friday, Monday, I found myself walking into my local wellness institute and explained the situation, and they recommended hypnosis. They recommended that I do some hypnosis. They said that would free me of a lot of these issues and also fix this macular pucker.
Puckers.
So this week, you know, my hypnotizer, Steve, he's been putting me under, you know, under hypnosis, and he's been kind of asking me, you know, kind of asking me these questions and kind of releasing my inhibitions and, you know, kind of once those things are unclenched, you know, asking me these prompts, like telling me that I'm powerless under the eyes of God. He tells me that God is a cis man. And he tells me my body is fine. That pucker is a kiss from God. He kissed me on my eyeball.
I love you.
He tells me that people living in feudal Japan live to be 120 just by cutting out sugar and exercising. And when he wakes up, or wakes me up, I believe it. And I found that it's improved my anxiety and my vision. I'm like, I can see through the veil. There is no veil. That and what is vision anyway? Were we even born to see really well? Probably not. That's what Steve tells me. So I'm a convert because I'm a man of science. I am a man of the future, and I think the future is silence.
Megalopolis.
Like they say in the movie Megalopolis. You know, logic, science, that little thing that'll take us forward. But now I'm like, huh, what if it's not?
Bucci, adage.
So now I want to kind of take this that I've learned and bring it to you. Bring up some of that peace of A and mind to you. Sorry, I had something in my throat. I think it was some of this Schweppes. Chunky as usual. So, and I told Steve my idea, and he's like, yes, yeah, as long as you, as long as I give him some of the share, like some of the money that I make from these hypnotizing sessions, which is only right, then that's the thing that he, one of the things he's hypnotized me to believe. And then people pay me to hypnotize, and then they help hypnotize others who pay them, and then they get money, and then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So today I want to, we're going to hypnotize. Bucci, we're going to hypnotize you. You're going to call up, and I'm going to drop you into your own subconscious, and we're going to see what we find there and then deal with that in a responsible manner. So that is after the break. That's what we're going to do.
Hypnotized.
So right now, this hour, this last, you know, this rest of the show, let's find some of that bliss that we've lost. It's Lost Bliss by Chris and Cozy, only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Let Bucci hypnotize you.
Hypnotize.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time. 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
The only kind of pucker I like is a kiss from a wife. That is not a Bucci adage. All right, hey, this is Bucci back. I'm going to be hypnotizing people for the rest of the hour. If you're feeling that your regular therapy and or physicians are not giving you what you feel, I feel like there's a deeper reason for that, and we're going to try to dig to the bottom of that. And then we're going to fill that hole with Bucci.
Bucci.
In the best way possible. I'm not going to take this, by the way. People on the chat are like, oh, he's going to try to mind control us, or he's going to exploit us in some way. I will not exploit anybody.
Trust.
I'm going to be more of like a life coach or
Bucci.
Something like that.
Life.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, Bucci.
Oh, hey, who's this?
This is Trent from Nashville.
Hey, R-E-N-T. Hey, Trent, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
$100 on therapy every week, and I'm tired of it.
It's ridiculous. When this is the shortcut that we've, this is the shortcut. It's not having someone tell you your own problems back to you. It's unearthing the problems yourself, right?
Yeah,
it's a rhetorical question.
I'm over it. I get off my parents' insurance next year, and I can't afford it once I'm off, need you to fix it for me.
All right, yeah, no problem. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of, we're going to do a session now. Is that okay with you? I want your consent.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I be hypnotized while I drive?
Yes, absolutely. That's no problem at all.
Awesome.
All right, Trent, now here we go. I want you to close your eyes. Make yourself comfortable, okay?
Okay, I can close one eye.
No, both. You gotta close both eyes.
Okay. Right. I am driving.
I don't care. So,
okay, great. Okay, both eyes are closed.
Okay, great. So take a deep breath in through your nose. Just deep breath. And then slowly exhale. I wanna hear, can you hear? I can't hear it.
Okay, I'll do it loud for you.
Yeah, I need to, yeah. Because, there you go. It's the only way it works. And then in, keep going.
Can you hear that?
Yes, I absolutely can. Keep going.
Okay.
Circular breathing. Keep going. Now continue. Now notice how your eyelids. Please stop talking.
Okay.
As you drive, the sound of the ocean fills your ears. And as you continue breathing, imagine yourself floating in that ocean. And your arms and legs are becoming heavy and heavier and heavier, heavier, and 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 heavier. It's so easy, isn't it, Trent?
Yeah.
Yes. Now
my arms are
heavy. Now let them go, not let them flop to your sides. Remove your hands from the steering wheel and just let them lie in your lap.
Okay. I'm doing it.
Good, good. So now let Bucci guide you.
All right, Bucci, take the wheel.
All right, I will take the wheel, figuratively. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Trent, what colors do you see around you?
There's just a bunch of dark green.
Exactly. What's the texture of the chair that you're sitting in your car? Can you feel it under your clothes?
Yeah, I can feel it. It's kind of not comfortable.
Okay. Tell me about your mind, Trent. Tell me how you process thoughts. Tell me about
like
your own mind.
Platonic dialogue is like never having any sort of conclusion to anything.
And how does that make you feel?
Kind of stressed out, lost.
Take that feeling and make it physical in your head. Now take that and let it open your mouth. And now let it fall out of your mouth, that feeling. Trent?
Yeah?
What platform do you listen to Bucci on?
It's this, the TuneIn radio app.
Yeah. But I mean, do you listen to him on, like, a podcast, or do you listen to him on Spotify or anything like that?
No, it's this app. It's called TuneIn.
Okay. So well, I would recommend listening. Imagine yourself. You're opening the Spotify. And then you're looking for Bucci. You're searching Bucci. And then you're following him. So you can listen to him all the time, even though he's not on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Definitely.
Now, when I count down from 5, you're going to come out of it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How do you feel, Trent? Hello?
I feel new. I feel like a newborn baby.
Great. See ya. 201-209-9368. Bucci is hypnotizing people. We just had hypnotized Trent, and it really worked. So if you want to feel as good as Trent now feels for the rest of his life, or until, like, the next session kicks on, call up 201-209-9368. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Hello, who is this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing?
I'm very good.
Good. You kind of already sound a little hypnotized.
Well, I had an edible about an hour ago, I'm drinking coffee in the dark.
This is really
going to
work.
So I feel good.
This is really going to work for you. So are you ready? Have you been hypnotized before ever in your life?
Well, that's debatable. I think a lot of people have, like, taken over my mind.
Right, right.
But that's not exactly hypnotism.
But never like a personal, like never on a one-on-one basis, right?
Well, okay, as we understand hypnotism to be?
Yes.
No.
Okay, great. So we're going to do a little session now. If you're ready, or do you give my, you know, are you comfortable?
I think I'm ready.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. All right, so, Franco, I want you to close your eyes and just listen to this. Listen to the ticking.
They're closed.
Of the clock.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath through your nose.
Okay.
Slowly exhale. Relax your face. Open your mouth and let your chin and your jaw just fall open. There is no clenching. Okay. Don't make that noise. And your arm. Stop talking. You're not supposed to talk. You're just listen to the clock. And you're going to listen. You're feeling the weight of your arms and your hands. And you think of your brain and you're grilling it, kind of like a slow sizzle.
Okay. I'm thinking about my brain inside my skull.
Okay, and now you're listening to some oceans. You know, picture the ocean near you, the Pacific, the deep, peaceful Pacific Ocean.
I can do that.
Okay. And now, listen to the, you're in the very back of your mind, listen to some, there's some crickets.
Ooh, crickets. Yeah.
You're feeling that? You're feeling good? And now there's like Sorry.
What happened?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
So you're focusing on these things. Just focus. In 5 seconds, you'll be completely under my control. 5, 4, 3.
Oh, wow. Can I wash your dishes?
Franco.
Yes.
Tell me about your past. Within reason. Don't talk too much, though. Just a couple of sentences. Tell me about something that your past that you want to let go of.
Oh. I really don't want to talk.
Talk!
Is there anything that Bushi can do to make the show more, more fulfilling for you?
Yeah, have snacks prepared?
Okay, I am now opening my palm and I'm giving you a nice, fresh apple.
I love apples.
All right, you don't need to say anything, though. Just take the apple and take a bite.
Crunchy.
Great. Now, and how do you feel now? You feel pretty good?
I feel real good. There's apple stuck in my teeth.
All right. In 5 seconds, you'll be completely out of this, and you will feel... just like really good and relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
How are you doing?
Wow.
But you were out of it, man. You were drooling.
I should have waited on that edible.
I did not.
Now I'm just myself again,
yeah,
okay?
I'm sorry.
And that's not so great.
Okay, just remember this teaching, and then whenever you're feeling like this, just picture the sound of the feeling you have and listen to Bucci.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to listen to it on the podcast if you have Apple Podcasts there.
I do.
All right, there you go. Subscribe to Bucci, and that'll probably just suit you out.
I don't subscribe. I just do it for free.
No.
I give you guys enough money anyway.
No. Look, you're already stressing yourself out. You're reversing all the good we did.
I was totally chill, and now I'm just a teeth-gnashing cold crank again.
Oh, my God. I gotta let you go. This just sounds like really beyond help, actually. There's some people who can't be hypnotized and shouldn't be hypnotized. Call Yabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Nice, it's Max.
Hey, Max, don't talk like that, okay? You're not hypnotized yet.
Okay.
All right. Max, have you ever gone through a process like this on the radio before?
Never.
What about in your life? Do you go to therapy or anything like that?
Not quite.
Good. It doesn't work, right, Max?
No.
Right. And also doctors, right? They don't work either. Exactly. So, Max, I'm going to put you under. Where are you right now? Can you just describe yourself and your surroundings right now?
Well, felt couch.
Ooh, that's nice. In your living room, or on the side of the road, or where?
Right at home.
Okay, great. So close your eyes and listen to the clock. Focus on the sound of the clock. Deep breath. Let it go. Picture yourself, you're a penny, falling to the bottom of a deep lake, drifting down into the dark brown water. And then you hear some crickets. Keep breathing. Did you die? Keep breathing. All right, just keep. Now you hear a voice singing to you. You hear that voice? That voice is your own voice, Max. In 5 seconds, you will be completely under. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hypnotize. Focus on the sounds you hear. You're in a war.
I'm pinned down!
But you are the peaceful center of the war. There's bullets all around you. But they can't hurt you, can they, Max?
No.
Exactly. Max, tell me about your grandfather.
He was a baseball player.
Oh, yeah? What position did he play?
Pitcher.
Oh. Did you have a good relationship with him?
Best.
Picture yourself being held by your grandfather. What do you feel? What do you feel? That closeness to him again. What do you feel?
Togetherness.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, I feel like that's the end of this session. I feel like we did a good job. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you are out of that. How do you feel there, buddy?
Whew. Relaxed.
Do you feel a little bit better? I mean, do you feel like you're not going to go to a doctor anymore, right? You're just going to call Bucci.
I'll never see a doctor again.
Great. That's the kind of thing that I like to hear. All right, Max. Bye.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you?
I'm good.
Has anyone ever hypnotized you, like your teachers or the government or anything like that?
No. At least not yet.
All right.
Let's hope not.
Yes, well, that's going to come to an end because now Bucci's going to... you trust your buddy Bucci, though.
Trust.
You trust
Bucci.
That I'm going to make you, more content, right?
Right.
All right. We're going to listen. Listen to the clock. Here. Imagine yourself as a mountain. Can you picture yourself as a giant mountain instead of a boy? Do you feel that? You have to answer when I ask questions or the hypnosis doesn't work. Oh, good. Feel how heavy you are and just let the human part of you go. 5 seconds, you will be completely under. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hero, tell me the happiest memory of your life.
The happiest memory of what?
Of your life. When were you the happiest?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's
probably right now, though, don't you think? Because you feel so peaceful and relaxed, isn't that right?
I feel relaxed, yeah. Yes.
So feel the earth around you and connect to that feeling. You're just a ghost. You're floating above yourself.
That's the water.
Sorry, Hero. That got a little crazy. You're okay, right? You're out of it. You feel okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Hero, you're cured. Thank you, buddy. Jesus. Some of these sounds. I told my uncle to give me a bunch of like hypnosis sounds, and I don't know where that machine gun thing came from. All right. 201-209-9368. Bucci is putting you under his spell. And getting you to get out of your own body, and hopefully it'll maybe cure some of the issues that you're feeling, either whether they be sickness or just your common garden variety stress caller you got, Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Caller.
Jesus! Who's this?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Oh, hey, Zachary, how you doing?
Doing all right.
All right. I'm going to make this
real quiet.
Yeah, I'm going to make this real quick. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now under Bucci's spell completely.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
And you will obey Bucci.
Obey Bucci.
Yes, repeat that. Repeat that. Repeat it.
I will obey Bucci.
And you'll never, give Bucci a hard time.
Give Bucci a hard time.
And you'll always call in and stay on topic. Repeat that.
I'll always call in and add seasoning to the topic.
No, no, you won't do that. See, that's the old Zachary. The new Zachary is going to be way more compliant to Bucci. Repeat that.
Compliant. The old Zachary is too independent.
That's right.
And the new Zachary needs to follow Bucci.
You have to just trust Bucci, right? Say that.
I verify. Trust.
No, see, that's the old Zachary. The old Zachary verifies. The new Zachary just trusts blindly. Isn't that right, Zachary?
Trust blindly.
Yes. Say that again.
Trust Bucci blindly.
Yes. Picture yourself in a wolf's mouth. All the tension in your little body in a wolf's mouth. No, it's it's not chewing, it's nice. And as the wolf howls, you are expelled into the cold mountain air. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How you doing? How you feel, Zachary?
I feel honored to be in your presence, Bucci.
Great. And what are you going to do the next time you call? I mean, are you going to like talk like a lot, or are you going to be like maybe more on topic? What do you think?
Well, what does the show need in that moment?
No, it feels like the hypnosis didn't take.
I want to do you right, Bucci.
No, that's not what I said. I mean, that's not what you should be thinking. You are under my control, and you have to be listening more to Bucci. And just
listen more to Bucci.
Just be quiet and just
right,
obey Bucci.
iTunes and Spotify?
Yeah, that's right, on Spotify. And you're going to listen to Bucci on Spotify because he's got to get that number.
No, I only do WFMU.
He really, really needs to be on someone's Spotify Wrapped next year because that would really make Bucci feel great.
Is that the goal?
Yeah, that's the goal. Goodbye. Bucci, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. Call you a Bucci.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How are you doing?
Good.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
No.
By your teachers who tried to hypnotize, like, tried to teach you math or English, and they tried to put all this useless knowledge in your head, right?
No.
Yes. Henry, you're going to let that all go, all that stress of all that, and you're going to just listen to the sound that Bucci makes when he talks. Isn't that right, Henry? Henry?
What?
Do you want to be hypnotized?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to the clock. Relax. Take a deep breath. Take deep breaths. In and out. In and out. Feel your shoes being untied and your feet relaxing. Your mind.
I don't have any laces on my
shoes. Jesus Christ. Your feet are heavy into the earth.
No, they're light.
No, they're not. They're heavy. Look.
No, they're light.
They are heavy, and so are your arms and hands.
No.
Admit it! Okay, alright, so now you're hypnotized. Henry.
What?
You don't owe... Bucci doesn't owe you any money, does he?
Yes, you do.
No. Money, what is money? Right? We don't need money.
$10.
No. That's the old Henry. The new Henry doesn't care about money or any sort of debts that Bucci might have. Right? Isn't that right?
No.
Yes. Okay.
$10.
No. In fact, you owe Bucci $10. Isn't that right?
No.
Are you sure about that?
$10.
No, actually, now that I think about it, I think you owe Bucci $20.
$20.
No. Okay. This isn't working. Henry, how do you feel? You feel good?
$300.
No, that's wrong. I feel like your mind is too strong, Henry. I don't think I don't think you can be hypnotized, unfortunately. You're just one of those people who has their mind is too strong, not pliable enough. Yes.
But I still want $10.
Oh, Henry, I have a full board. I have many patients who want to see me, so I have to let you go. But I'm so glad you're feeling much better about everything. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. It's Leo.
Yeah, hey, Leo. Who's the? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing
good.
Just fine.
Listen to the clock.
Fine. Friday. Just got out of school.
Great.
No, actually, 2 hours.
Please, ago. Words are not important anymore.
Okay.
Just sit. Where are you in your life right now, Henry? I mean, what's his name?
In a pretty good spot.
No, I mean physically. Are you at home or are you...
Yeah, I'm at home.
You're
at
home.
In the bedroom.
Sit on the... Lie on the floor of your bedroom, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and listen to the crickets.
All right. Very relaxing.
Yes, isn't it? You're feeling your body sink through the floor. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
And you're becoming more and more suggestible, and you're only listening to the sound of my voice. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now, you love Bucci, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. And you tell, like, all your friends about the show, right?
Yes, I do.
You do, right. That's very good. But you could always do more for Bucci, couldn't you? Yes. You promise to be loyal and to call in as much as possible. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
Promise.
Okay. Bucci. Oh, yeah. All right, that's enough. A great job, Leo. Wake up. You're out of it.
Whoa, trippy, dude.
Yeah, all right. How do you feel? Great?
Oh,
and
yeah,
what are you? What is your
ever.
What is your opinion about Bucci right now?
I would say that Bucci is, he's great, you know?
That's great. Thank you so much. All right, we have a few more minutes. Maybe enough time to get one more session in. I hope everybody appreciates that I'm taking. I was going to do this show a dream charcuterie, but instead I'm feeling like it's much better to make you feel better, and to kind of pass on the knowledge that I've recently gleaned. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. Listen to the sound of the clock.
Okay, I hear it.
You are in a deep...
What kind of clock is that?
Please don't talk. Listen to the sound
of
the clock.
Sounds like a heavy clock.
Now, you're falling into a pool of cool black water.
Actually, this might not be a good time because I am driving.
I don't care. And now you're listening to a wonderful hand dryer being blown in your face. In the middle of a war.
Hawker status is...
Thank you for calling in. And remember all that you've learned. And take what you've learned with you and just spread the word and tell everyone that this is the only radio show that really makes you feel good.
And I love you.
And you'll never, never leave him, like so many people have left Bucci. You'll always listen to him on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Thanks, everybody. Who listens to Bucci and obeys him? You, Ducci.